Your title there, please.
Tanya Deacon, Prairie Central Junior High Principal.
And first of all, tell us what you have coming up here on Monday morning.
Monday morning, we will have the group MWA coming to our building. MWA is an acronym, and it stands for Messages Which Are Hopeful.
Tell me, if you could, for our listeners, how this kind of came about, how you got them to come to PC Junior High.
Several years ago, our sponsors at the time, Linda Ambrose and Janita Vogel for our student council, had gone to conferences, and the group MWA had performed at those. They presented positive messages about making good choices, how to stand up to pressure, and dealing with different things such as bullying, drug use, and a new topic that they're adding this year, as a matter of fact, is texting while you're driving, or for our kids' ages, more like texting while they're bicycling, or just being aware of the people around them and making those good choices.
What's some of the reaction you receive from the kids, or maybe some of the expressions when they're actually out there performing?
Well, what is really neat about the program is they do come the night before, and we get to select several students that get to participate in the presentation as well. So it was a lot of fun 2 years ago when they came to our building because we had students that were in some of the skits. We recognized some of the students for some of the hurdles that they have covered in their lives. And then we had some students that helped with the grand finale, and they got to go out and dance with the troop members. It was very inspiring for the students. It seemed to be very effective. I was also impressed with the faculty and how much they had appreciated and taken in during that hour and a half performance. They used skits to deliver a very positive message to our students.
And then just real quick about the troop itself, I know a lot of it, like you said, is performers and they're young people involved with it too, right?
Yes. Definitely. So it appeals to our students. They can see people that are, in some cases, they're younger than the students at the junior high, and some of the other students are older. So they can kind of see a range of ages of making good choices when you started back in elementary school to how the choices you've made have changed your life and the decisions that you're making for the future.
All right. Anything else you want to throw in there about the event you think people should know?
We're just very excited about this opportunity to share with our students what happens when you make good choices and how to load them with skills so that when they get themselves into situations, what's the appropriate response.